नमाओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषाय शून्यवादी पाश्चात देश तारिणे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिका तदाल्ये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्याय नामनि गौरात्वेषे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थपितां येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरं वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं वंदे हम श्री गुरु श्री युतपतनम श्री गुरु वैश्व श्री रूपम सागर जातम सहगणा रघुनाथानवीतम तम सजीवम साधवेतम सावधूतम परिजन सहितम कृष्ण चैतन्य देवम श्री राधा कृष्ण पदान ललिता श्री शाखावितंश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गौपेश गौपिका कांता राधा कांता नमस्तुते तप्त कंचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनीश्वरी वृषभानो सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रियाय वांछा कल्पतृभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधोभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर विवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे हरे सो यू आर ऑल वेलकम फॉर अवर भक्ति शास्त्री स्टडीज आउट ऑफ द फोर बुक्स which we cover as a Shastra, Bhagavad Gita as it is, Nectar of Instruction, Sri Isha Upanishad and Nectar of Devotion. Afterwards now, don't disturb class, sit down. Hare Krishna. Nectar of
Devotion.
This is one of the most important book by Srila Rupa Goswami Pad. So out of the four books, two books we are studying given by and therefore we are called Rupanugas. So we will discuss what Rupanuga means. So everybody must have hard copy of this book because As we go, we will mark what is where. Because there are only two books Srila Prabhupada has given as a summary study. Srila Prabhupada has a format for our scripture. He writes, he gives a Sanskrit verse, then he gives word to word, then he gives translation, then he writes commentary. But in case of two books, he has given only summary study. One of them is Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And what is the other one? Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because these are the two most important and essential book. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is to understand Krishna. That is the other book. So Prabhupada was feeling he may not live long because of his advanced age. So these are the extensive 90th chapter is that 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and this is also Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is very extensive verses wise. So Srila Prabhupada has given a summary study of the two books. So since the summary study, so there are verses also. Now we have by His Holiness Bhanu Swami Maharaj, he has translated Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu with verses and commentary by Srila Jiva Goswami and Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So that is also available now, but before there was not available. So from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada has quoted a lot of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So in early days, the senior devotees used to refer Chaitanya Charitamrita to explain the verses of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So first, Srila Prabhupada has written this one verse of Sikshastra, Sad Goswami Astakam. Can you all, let us recite together.
Nana shastar vicharanai ka nipunau sadharma sanstapikau loka namit karinau tribhuvane ma nyao saranyakar radha krishna padaravinda bhajana नंदे नमतालिको बंदे रूप सनातनो रघुयुगो श्री जीव गोपालको.
This is our. Now I am asking you a question. If you have to meet the Prime Minister of India, how you have to go? What is the method to reach to him? For an appointment with whom? To the? So you have to go through a channel to reach to the Prime Minister, right? So if, what is the purpose of our ultimately accepting this path of devotional service within Krishna conscious movement? What is our ultimate goal? To awaken Radha Krishna Prem, okay? So to reach to the Radha Krishna Prem, we have to go through these secretaries. Anybody want to go to the Radha Krishna Krishna Prem, they have to go through six Goswamis. This is the procedure. The six Goswamis is our medium to reach. So Srila Prabhupada has given this first verse, and this is obeisances. We may all read together. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhatt Goswami, who are very expert in scrutinizingly studying all the revealed scripture with the aim of establishing eternal religious principle for the benefit of all human beings. Thus they are honored all over the three worlds, and they are worth taking shelter of, because they are absorbed in the mood of the gopis and engage in the transcendental loving service of Radha and Krishna. So this is, we have to pray to six Goswamis. Ultimately, if we want to advance in Krishna consciousness. Right, now this book, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, we have to cover only, say, Nectar of Devotion is English. Anybody can read on the back, you can also see these words, it's okay? Yes. So Nectar of Devotion is a name given by Srila Prabhupada, the complete science of Bhakti Yoga, okay? Now, what is the downside? The summary study of Srila Rupa Goswami is Bhakti Ras Amrit Sindhu. So this word is described in preface. So we will read the preface, which have three parts. So here the word Sindhu means ocean. So the ocean has, say, like four directions: Eastern Ocean, Western Ocean, Northern and Southern Ocean, okay? So the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is like four sides of an ocean. In our Bhakti Shastra, we are only studying the eastern side. Only the one side we are, and when we go to the ocean, what we will see there? Waves. So there are the four waves on the eastern side that we will study. 19th chapter is our object of this Bhakti Shastri. Alright? So we start preface. In preface, you will get, this is preface. It has three parts. The first part is a brief history of Rupa Goswami's life and how Srila Prabhupada is writing this book about Prabhupada. So there's a brief history about Rupa Goswami. The second part is meaning of the term Bhakti Ras Amrit Sindhu. These are four words actually. We'll cover this today. And the third part in the preface is Krishna consciousness is the perfection of loving propensity. So in this preface we have to work on these three subjects. So open your book, let's read preface and analyze it, right? The Nectar of Devotion is a summary study of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which was written in Sanskrit by Srila Rupa Goswami. He was the chief of the six Goswamis who were the direct disciple of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was the chief of the six Goswamis. Who is the senior Goswami? Sanatana Goswami. And Rupa Goswami used to consider him as his spiritual master and elder brother, right? And who is the first Goswami Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met? Rupa. Raghunath Das Goswami is the one who met Mahaprabhu first. Twice he met Mahaprabhu, then he left and joined Mahaprabhu in a Jagannath Puri and lived with Mahaprabhu for 18 years in Jagannath Puri. So he was the first to meet Mahaprabhu, and senior one is the Sanatana Goswami. But why Rupa Goswami is the chief among the six?
He had this
He understood the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Krishna in mood of Radha Rani. So he understood the mood, he understood the heart of Radha or Krishna? Radha. He understood the heart of Radha Rani. So most important reason why he is chief is because in a Krishna Leela and Golok Dham is, he is Rupa Manjari. Rupa Manjari is his identity in Golok Vrindavan. And Rupa Manjari, you know what is Manjari? Manjaris are the younger girls, say 10, below 10 years, and they assist the friends of Radharani. They are called Sakhis. Sakhis, Sakha means friend and Sakhi means girlfriend. So the Sakhis of Krishna, principal Sakhis of Radharani. There are 8 principal Sakhis of Radharani. And who is the chief of the 8?
Lalita.
So Lalita Sakhi is chief of the Radha Rani. And Lalita Sakhi has many other Sakhis under her as a group. And also there are Manjaris under them. But the principal Manjari is Rupa Manjari under Lalita Sakhi. So his Rupa Manjari connected with Lalita Sakhi, Lalita Sakhi with Radha Rani. So he is principal. Rupa Goswami is principal because he is Rupa Manjari. Because he understands the Lalita, Radha Rani, he understood the heart of Radha Rani, Radha's mood. Anybody remember what is that he understood? Anybody has this idea? Okay, I will explain this right now. But the second reason you may give, he is the one who renounced everything and joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Out of the 6 Goswami, Rupa Goswami renounced everything first. And he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Prayagraj. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for 10 days instructed Rupa Goswami in science of Bhakti Rasa Amrit Sindhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, it is a one drop. Bhakti Rasa is an ocean. I am giving you only Bindu, one drop. So the main reason is, he is Rupa Manjari in Krishna Leela in Golok. She is the principal Manjari of Lalita Sakhi and she is the principal Sakhi of Radha Rani. And Radha Rani is the exalted singular gopi which controls Krishna. And therefore we are called Rup Anugas. It's okay? Now, what she said, Malhotra, what she said is, Sagun, he understood the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anybody remember the incident? Yes? So you are from Bhuvaneshwara, so he knows because Rupa Goswami went there. Correct, perfect, right. So we will read the history of Srila Rupa Goswami. Prabhupada has given a brief history. They were exalted Brahmins, aristocrat, high from South India actually, Saraswat Brahman. But these two brothers were very extremely intelligent and the ruler of the Bengal, he wanted them to act secretary and the his personal secretary is like a chief minister for the Nawab Hussain Shah to the Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami for financial management as a finance minister, something like that. So their names were also changed What was the name of Rupa Goswami then? Dabir Khas. Dabir Khas. Khas means? Khas means principal. Dabir means those who look after the financial, something like that is a Persian word. And Sakir Malik was the name for Sanatan Goswami. He was named by the Muslim ruler Sakir Malik. Because they joined the service in a Muslim ruler's office, so Orthodox Brahmins, they rejected them as good as Muslims. Alright? But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas at the age of 24 years, he went to the Jagannath Puri and then he was touring South India, but then he wanted to go to Vrindavan. First time, instead of going to Vrindavan, he went all the way to Ramkeli. Where he went? Where he met the Rupa and Sanatan, and there one younger brother, what is the name of the third one? Anupam. And son of Anupam is our great Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami is son of Anupam. What is the other name of Anupam? Vallabh. Sri Vallabh. Anupam or Vallabh. So, after meeting with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami and father of Jiva Goswami, Sri Vallabh or Anupam, they retired. They left everything. And particularly boat full of gold coin, they had a saving from their service. And how Rupa Goswami distributed those? The standard Prabhupada used to tell, 50% to the Brahmins and Vaishnavas for Krishna conscious activities, 25% for families and relatives, and 25% for emergencies, personal. So he left from there and he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Prayagraj. Where? Allahabad, Prayagraj, at the meeting place of River Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati. This is called the King of the Holy Dham, Prayagraj, right? And when the both brothers met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this common prayer of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which we recite always, Sri Chaitanya, no? What is that? Namo Mahavadanya. It was composed by Rupa Goswami when he was paying obeisance to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, is in Prayagraj, this prayer was composed by Rupa Goswami. Then, for 10 days, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed him in a Rasa Shastra. So, Rupa Goswami is our Rasa Acharya. Sanatan Goswami is our Siddhanta Acharya, Ras Acharya. And Rupa Goswami is also our Abhideya Acharya. Abhideya means process of devotional service. And Sanatan Goswami is our Sambandha Acharya. And who is the Prayojan Acharya? Prayojan Acharya? Raghunath Das Goswami is our Prayojan Acharya. You know these three terms? Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojan, no? Well, this is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. These are three words we use. Sambandha means relationship. Abhideya, relationship with me. Sambandha means knowledge by which we establish relationship with Krishna. Abhideya means process of devotional service. And Prayojan means the ultimate object of devotional service, Krishna Prem. And these three, Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojan, for 2 months, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke on these subject matters to Sanatan Goswami in Kashi, Banaras, Varanasi. 2 months. continuously he spoke on these three subject matter, and they are in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Say the chapter 20, 21, 22, three chapters are on this subject matter. So Rupa Goswami, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from there departed for Jagannath Puri, and Rupa Goswami came to Vrindavan. And after 1 month, Rupa Goswami left Vrindavan again. He went to Bengal to settle the things, and then he went to Jagannath Puri. And when he went to Jagannath Puri, where he was living? With Haridas Thakur at Siddh Bakul. With Haridas Thakur. So Mahaprabhu used to come every day to visit them. So in Jagannath Rath Yatra, Mahaprabhu sang a song which appears like a girl is singing for a boy. What Mahaprabhu was singing? You are same, I am same. Again we are meeting at the bank of a river under the same, or under the tree, but this time when we are meeting in other place, we don't have the same mellows. He said something like that. Nobody understood. But Rupa Goswami wrote in Sanskrit some words, and it was just put into the thatch roof between the grass. Mahaprabhu, when visited, Rupa Goswami was not there. He went to take bath in ocean. So Mahaprabhu looked at it and he said, who with Mahaprabhu was? Ramananda Raya, Sarup Damodar, they are always with him. They are, who are the Sarup Damodar and Ramananda Raya? Lalita and Vishakha, Sakhi. So they are with Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu says, how can he know my art? So Ramananda says, because you blessed him, therefore he is knowing. So what Rupa Goswami wrote actually? He said, is it Radharani is speaking in Kurukshetra? Where Radharani is speaking? In Kurukshetra. So he said, Krishna, you are same, I am same. We were meeting at the bank of Yamuna under the Bansi, but the mellows of devotion were high. But again we are meeting in Kurukshetra, but there is no that taste as it is in Vrindavan. So this was the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radharani in Kurukshetra. When they met with, this was solar eclipse, Krishna along with all his queen came to the Kurukshetra, Nanda Baba from here went, and they all met there. So there Radharani spoke this verse which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood. And therefore we call Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or Rupa Goswami as Chaitanya Mano Abhishtam. He understood the mind of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he is a chief among the six Goswamis. Is okay? We are called Rupanuga because, is any relation of Prabhupada with Srila Rupa Goswami? Srila Prabhupada's relationship with Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada? Yes? Yes, Prabhupada was preparing his Bhagavatam for fulfilling the mission of order of his spiritual master, his divine grace, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, at Radha Damodar, where there is Samadhi and Bhajan Kutira of Rupa Goswami. And from his kitchen, when he was honoring Prasad, he was looking at the Samadhi. And some devotee living in a next building, he was noticing every day, midnight, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, Bhaktivedanta Swami was crying in front of Rupa Goswami's Samadhi and saying, please, how can I fulfill the desire of my spiritual master? Please be merciful. Every day he was cleaning. He was cleaning the area with a broom and crying to Rupa Goswami. And ultimately, he was empowered by Rupa Goswami to accomplish the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread holy name in every town and village. So there is a relationship of Srila Prabhupada with Rupa Goswami. Yes.
He also had a dream of
Rupa Goswami. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He was empowered by Rupa Goswami. Is it okay? So first part is why Rupa Goswami is important for us. Why he is chief? Because he is Rupa Manjari in his Krishna Leela. which is very dear to Lalita Sakhi, and Lalita Sakhi is very dear to Radharani, and through Radharani we approach Krishna as a Hare is Radharani. So we ask Radharani to give us whose part and parcel we are. Jiva is part and parcel of Mama Ivancha Jiva Lokya. Krishna or Radharani? Actually, we are part and parcel of Radharani. There is no difference between Krishna and Radha. Radha is Shakti and we are also Shakti. So we should come from Shakti, not from Shaktiman. Therefore, we pray to Radharani actually. And Krishna says, Mama Yansa means there is no difference between Krishna and Radha. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj has explained like that. So this first part is okay. Why chief? Is it okay? Is all right? Shall we go further? Okay, next. When he first met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Rupa Goswami, Prabhupada was engaged in the ministry of Mahamantra. This is the little introduction of Rupa Goswami, okay? Oh, this is something like that. See here. Brief history of Rupa Goswami. Who is Rupa Goswami? What is Lord Chaitanya's universal principle? So we will come down to this point. Okay, next point we will find out. Come down. So this is the history. Okay, you read the whole history in the first paragraph. Now, Lord Chaitanya's principle is universal. Can you see the next para? So first para is Rupa Goswami's brief life history. All right? Now, second, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's principle is universal. What is universal principle? Anyone who knows the science of Krishna and is engaged in the service of Lord is accepted as being in the higher position than the person born in the family of Brahman. There is the original principle accepted in all Vedic literature, especially by Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. The principle of Lord Chaitanya's movement is educating and elevating anyone to the exalted post of Goswami is start in the nectar of devotion. So what is the universal position of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's universal principle? So put it in two parts. One is anybody from any part of the world, from any caste, creed, if he knows the science of Krishna Tattva, then he should be respected higher than the Varnashram Brahman. On the other side, maybe highly exalted Brahman, but if you don't know the science of Krishna, he is not accepted as bona fide dependent of Krishna. So universal principle, and Bhagavad Gita, where is this universal principle? Srila Prabhupada said in Bhagavad Gita, where is this? Apicheta Sudracharo Bhajate Mamananyabak. And Istri Vaisha Sudras Tepi Yanti Param Gatim. So all can reach to. And where is in Bhagavatam? This verse Prabhupada used to always quote from the second canto of Bhagavatam, fourth chapter. Sukhdev Goswami is being. What is that? Krata Pulinda Honandra Pulakasa Abhira. If they take the shelters of devotees of Lord, they can be elevated. This is the common verse Srila Prabhupada used to quote. Right? So at least one verse Srila Prabhupada is written in this Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavat. So we must find out these two verses. You find out the Bhagavad Gita, now you know because you have done this book part, okay? This is which chapter is this? Apichet Sudhachara? Ninth. Sure? Five categories of devotees. One is of this lifetime sinful, Dhruvacharya of this life. The next is Pap Yoni, means born in a family which is sinful. Not this life, previous life is sinful, therefore he is born. And who are they in that category? Sinful, like Nishad, this type of the all these Krat, Hun, all these are Pap Yoni. And then Vaishya, Istri and Shudras, because they are not usually going to the Guru's ashram for education. But they can approach Krishna through devotional service. Okay, and the other verse you find out in fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, verse must be somewhere, say 16, 17, like that. 2, 4, find out between 13 and 20, it is between this, within this range. Okay? So this is a Lord Chaitanya's universal principle. The third, how did Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami join Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Well, this is again a side of history of Rupa Goswami. Okay? Right, next. Lord Chaitanya met the two brothers, Dabir Khas and Sakar Malk, in the village known as Ramkeli in the district of Malda. And after that meeting, brothers decided to retire from government service and join Lord Chaitanya. Okay? So who retired first? Rupa Goswami. There was no problem with him. So he came and joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Prayagraj. This whole is a 19th chapter Madhya Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, 19th chapter. It's teaching to Rupa Goswami, I hope. It's okay? 1 minute, I can. This verse always we should read. CC, Madhya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, 19th chapter, right. Now I'm... Can you repeat verse after me? This is the glory of Rupa Goswami, written by Kaviraj Goswami. Say, Vrindavanyam Rasakeli Varatam Kalena Luptam Nija Shaktim Uktaha Sancharya Rupe Vyatanota Punhasa Prabhura Vidaho Prag Eva Lokasrishtim. So this verse, so each Chaitanya Charitamrita, each chapter is a one Sanskrit seed verse, and the whole chapter is based on that verse. So the translation goes, before the creation of this cosmic manifestation, Lord enlightened the heart of Brahma with the details of creation and manifested the Vedic knowledge. In exactly the same way, the Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being anxious to revive the Vrindavan pastime of Krishna, impregnated the heart of Rupa Goswami with his spiritual potency. By this potency, Srila Rupa Goswami could revive the activities of Krishna in Vrindavan, activities almost lost to memory. In this way, he spread, can you remember this one line, Srila Prabhupada, it's not in Sanskrit, Srila Prabhupada has put it here. Lokasa, he spread Krishna consciousness throughout the world. Prabhupada has written, Rupa Goswami spread Krishna consciousness throughout the world. How is that? It's interesting. Not in Sanskrit, there's a word throughout world. Prabhupada has put throughout world. From where he got throughout world? You have done nectar of devotion, a nectar of instruction?
Yes.
What is the first verse? Vacho vegam manas audah vegam etan vedan jo visaheta dhira sushyet prithvita sushyet. He can make the disciple all over the world. There, so there is instruction. This is connected with that. All over the world. And who has done this? Srila Prabhupada. So actually, this Kaviraj Goswami somehow has forecasted who will do Rupa Goswami's teaching available to the whole world. Srila Prabhupada. So first verse of Nectar of Instruction is guru principle. It's called guru principle. It's not the guru, who is guru. Maybe he's from any country, any time, but these are the qualification of a guru. He control six vegas. Then he can be guru and have a disciple. So this is called guru principle. This verse is called guru principle. So Srila Prabhupada, this both verse you connect together, then you can relish that Rupa Goswami has actually made this Krishna consciousness available to the whole world through bona fide spiritual master like Srila Prabhupada. It's okay? So, now preface. Tomorrow you must come prepared with introduction. Tomorrow we have to complete introduction. Alright? So we will finish preface at least today. So where they met? First they met Ramkeli, and again next time where they met? In Prayagraj. So the next time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instruct Rupa Goswami where? Right? At Prayagraj. Which is the place? Das Ashwamedh Ghat. There is one place in Prayagraj. Ghat means like the bathing place at the river. Is called Ghat. And that Ghat is called, Das means 10. Ashwamedh Yajna are the special sacrifice performed by Brahma or some other higher authorities. So that place is still there, and Srila Prabhupada took his followers during 77 Kumbh Mela to Das Ashwamedh Ghat. You go sometime, you can visit that place is there. We do visit when we go for Kumbh Mela, we go there. Three places in Prayagraj Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to go. One is Das Ashwamedh Ghat. Other is Veni Madhav temple. Veni Madhav. Triveni, Veni. Veni means Triveni, Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati. Madhav Krishna. This temple was visited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the third place, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu crossed the Yamuna along with Rupa Goswami and his brother. Went to the invitation of Vallabh Bhatt, now called Vallabh Acharya. At his place, Rupa Goswami, along Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took Rupa Goswami to that place. That is called Ariel Gram. I think Ariel. That's on the other side of Yamuna and Prayag. We went to all these places. Anyway, I don't know, there must be also a tour of Bhakti Shastri to go the places where Rupa Goswami went. Is it okay? Sometime, we should go. Hare Krishna. Is all right?
Yes.
So here it is said, Rupa Noga. So, We are Rupanogas. These are the topics met in this up till this. What we have discussed in a preface is okay. Why did Rupa Goswami prepare Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu? Can you see this? It is only for our guidance that Rupa Goswami prepared this book, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is now prepared in the... Can you see? After Rupa Noga, it is only for our guidance. So he was guided by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then he wanted to guide everybody. You got this point?
Yes.
Okay. Now, scholarship of six Goswamis. Can you name some books by Rupa Goswami? Lalita Madhava and the one? Vigada Madhava. Bhakti लघु भागवतामृत स्तवमाला पद्यावली भक्ति रसामृत सिंधु नेक्टर ऑफ इंस्ट्रक्शन व्हाट What is the name? Vrindavali. Chitra Kavita Vani. Chitra Kavita Vani. Okay. What else? Ujwal. Ujwal and Neela Vani. And Janmashtami Tithi. How to observe the Janmashtami Tithi? So lot of literature given by these Goswamis. Any book of Sanatana Goswami, you know? Brad Bhagavatamrita and? Hari Bhakti Vilas. And? Commentary on the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Jiva Goswami is the most known scholar of the century. You can say, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Jiva Goswami composed the literature and his scholarship is unmatched in the history, present history. So all these Goswamis were very highly learned in all languages. And from Sanskrit, Bengali, at that time Persian, Urdu, Arabic, they were knowing all these languages. Even Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he translated some government books in Urdu language. So he learned that language. He was knowing Persian language, Urdu language. Okay, now come to the, now this is a second part about this book. Meaning of term Bhakti, Ras, Amrit, Sindhu. There are four words. Can you see this? There are four words. Bhakti means devotion. Generally it is devotion, but Srila Prabhupada is the first acharya who said, who gave the definition, bhakti as a devotional service. Not only devotion, devotional service, but he said loving devotional service. And rasa, Srila Prabhupada has discussed here in a next paragraph, what is rasa? Okay, what is rasa? We will read now what is rasa. And amrit means? Eternal, perpetual, continuous. It means which lasts forever. And Sindhu means ocean. So you must know the meaning of the four words. Bhakti, Rasa, Amrit, Sindhu. Of all these three, Prabhupada's more prefaces on one word. What is that? Rasa. What is Rasa? Generally, Rasa in Hindi is mango juice. juice, they call it Rasa. Yeah? It is written there. You go get the lemon juice, mango juice. So this word rasa is coming from where? Mellow. But there's no actually translation, but somehow Srila Prabhupada accepted mellow. In Bhagavat, is there something rasa? What is Bhagavat? Bhagavatam rasamalayam. Rasamalayam. So that is rasa actually. So what is rasa we will discuss now, which is most important because the whole book is focused on this rasa. So let's read this next paragraph. Bhakti means devotional service. Every service has some attractive feature which drive the servitor progressively on and on. Every one of us within this world is perpetually engaged in some sort of service, and the impetus for such service is pleasure we derive from it. Driven by the affection for this, his wife and his children, a family man works day and night. A philanthropist works in the same way for love of the greater family, and a nationalist for the cause of the country, his country and countrymen. That force which drives the philanthropist, householder, and the nationalist is called ras, or a kind of mellow relationship whose taste is very sweet. Okay, this is the general definition of ras. Let us read the other line and then discuss. Bhakti ras is a mellow different from the ordinary ras organized by mundane wranglers. Okay, this is next topic. So what is ras now? In your own language, can you understand what is ras? Every day we are working, why? We get some pleasure. By activity, when you get, we get pleasure, we want to continue that activity. That pleasure, or the which we get by some activity, and that forces us to continue that same thing, is actually called rasa. So word pleasure is important in the whole. So attractive feature of or a pleasure derived from any service which drives the servitor progressively on and on, it is the kind of mellow whose taste is very sweet, is called rasa. This is the definition of rasa. Okay. Now rasa are of two type. Okay. The rasas are of two type. One is a mundane ras of the worldly people, and one is the bhakti ras. So there are two ras, and there is a difference between the two rasa. The next Srila Prabhupada writes, the whole paragraph is about, first paragraph is about the material, mundane ras of sense gratification, okay? Is it all right? Ras, definition of ras, you must put in your brain every time. This must be on your tips. We have to develop the ras for chanting, ras for reading Bhagavatam, ras for serving Radha Krishna, Gaur Nitai. We have to develop this ras. So we must know the meaning of ras. Activity which gives pleasure, by which we continue same thing again and again, which is so sweet ultimately, is called ras, and of two types, mundane and bhakti. So the next part, have you read the preface, or we are reading together now? You have not read. Anyway, tomorrow, this is your homework. You should go and read the piece preface, and tomorrow come prepare with introduction. Introduction has 14 verses of Mangalacharan of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu actually. So which paragraph is what, tomorrow we will discuss in the book. So you must come prepared, then it will be easy for you to understand. Right? Now Srila Prabhupada is writing, bhakti mellow is different from ordinary enjoyed by the mundane workers. Mundane workers labor very hard day and night in order to relish the certain kind of ras, which is understood as sense gratification. What is the mundane ras is called? Sense gratification. The relish or the taste of the mundane ras does not long endure. This is the one reason, the one thing. So it is called, can you see the down, Srila Prabhupada called this, always get a change of their position, employment. They want to change their job. So this type of taste is not long lasting, long enduring. Therefore it is called, is somewhere written, chapala sukha. You found it somewhere?
Yes.
Where is that chapal sukh? Down, okay?
Yes.
So chapala sukh. From where this chapal sukh Prabhupada has taken? Bhakti Vinod Thakur sang. Bhajahure mana chapala, huh? Chapala sukh lava lagire. Right? So this word chapala sukh means, chapala means filkri. So the mundane ras is number one. Taste does not endure. Chapal sukh. Hence, position changes. Okay? And because it is chappal, therefore there are two other words Srila Prabhupada has used. What are the two ways? Bhog and Tyag. What is the meaning of bhog? Enjoyment. And Tyag means renunciation. Srila Prabhupada is giving example, like sometime people work for 6 days, 5 days in a week, working. Then, oh, I am tired, I don't want to work, I am going to the hill station. They go there, renounce, Tyag. But next day, Monday, they again want to go back to the job. So, bhoga means job, Tyag means going to for recreation. Then again coming. Eh? Saturday, Sunday, enjoying, and then going for the work. Again enjoying, going. This is called bhoga Tyag. Bhoga Tyag. Why is it like that? Because it's not enduring, it's chappal. So first reason is mundane, is temporary, chappal. Second is a bhoga Tyag. It's you just for some time you enjoy, then you become fed up. Then again you enjoy, again fed up. Third thing, ultimately interrupted by death. So by death, all sense enjoyment finished. Okay, chappal sukha. Bhoga Tyag, you found the bhoga Tyag in the purport also? Yes. Oh, preface, all right. Okay, then you go down, the chappal sukha you will find. Material happiness immediately terminated along with the body as soon as the life is over. Okay? A devotee realized the presence of the God by devotional service, whereas atheist realized the presence of God in the shape of... So this is how devotee realized God by devotional service. Now how atheist realized God? Death, taking everything. And what is the third thing written here? Does not guarantee human birth in next life. This mundane ras. So there are three. This is a difference between the two rasas. Bhakti rasa. Go on to the next page. Bhakti rasa. Bhakti rasa, however mellow, relished, is transcendental loving service of the Lord, does not finish with the end of the life. So, can be relished, it is a relishable, perpetually, amrit. Bhakti rasa is amrit. Continues even after death. Guarantees at least human birth in the next life. Three things, comparing between the two, okay? So, what Srila Prabhupada is writing? Bhakti rasa is, however, continuous, amrit. Therefore, it is called amrit. Why is it called amrit? Why Bhakti rasa is called amrit? Perpetual, continuous, is not bhoga tyag, it increases only. What you say, increase anandam, budhivardhanam, pratipadam, purnam, ritaswadhanam, it increases every step. Bhakti rasa increases, increases, increases. It never ends, it is a continuous process. Material rasa, bhoga tyag, bhoga tyag. Enjoying, renunciation, enjoying, change of the place. Bhakti rasa, continuous, continuous, continuous. Alright, next. As in comfort Vedic literature, Bhagavad Gita says that the little advancement in bhakti can save the devotee from the greatest danger. Which verse is this? Svalpamasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. Second chapter. Svalpamasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. What is the first part, second part? Neha vikram nasto asti prithivyayana vidyate svalpamasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayam. So this verse is quoted here, okay? Which verse is quoted in your study? You try to find which verse is quoted, okay? Alright. That of missing the opportunity for human life. The rasa derived from our feeling in social life and family are in our greater family of the altruism, philanthropy, national, socialist, community, do not guarantee that one can next life will be human. We prepare our next life by our actual activities in the present life. The living entity is offered a particular type of body as a result of his action in the present body. These activities are taken into account by the superior authority known as Deva, or the authority of the God. This Deva is explained in Bhagavad Gita as the prime cause of everything. Where is Deva in Bhagavad Gita? Where is Deva in Bhagavad Gita? You have not done this. 18th chapter. Every work has five causes. Every work has five causes. I said, sthana, karana, hetu and deva. The fifth one is deva. And ultimately deva. Okay, I should tell you the verse, that will be easy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. O mighty Arjuna, according to the Vedanta, there are five causes of the accomplishment of action. Now, these are the 14. अधिष्ठान तथा कर्ता करणम च पृथक विदम विविधाश्च पृथक चेष्टा देवम चाएवा अत्र पंचमम देवम. कैन यू सी देवम 18 14? ऑल राइट, दिस इज देवम. एंड इन पर्पल यू पर्पस इज देवम इज अल्टीमेट. ऑल फोर आर ओके बट देवम इज अल्टीमेट. इज राइट, यू फाउंड देवम 18 14. इज ओके. Well, this is the way you study. When you find some reference, immediately, if you find yourself, you ask somebody from where Bhagavad Gita is quoted, from Bhagavatam, where. It's better to get an idea, otherwise you don't dive into the subject. Is okay? We got it there. Okay, next. If our body is at present is engaged in the activities of Krishna consciousness, then it is guaranteed that we will have at least a human in the next life. Is okay? Human being engaged in Krishna consciousness, even if unable to complete the course of bhakti yoga, take birth in the higher divisions of the human society, or so that they can automatically further his advancement in Krishna consciousness. Where is this? Where is this? Sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Suchinam Srimatan Gehe Yoga Bhrishto Abhijayate Atva Yoginam Eva Kule Bhavati Dhimatam. These two verses. Unsuccessful yogi, Suchinam Srimatan Gehe Yoga Bhrishto Abhijayate. Suchinam Srimatan. These verses must be about 41, 2, 3, some in this range. Between 38 and 45, in this last part. Therefore, can you find out in your book? Therefore, all bona fide activities in Krishna consciousness are? All bona fide activities in Krishna consciousness are? Amrita. Find out in your book. You have book? You have? Friends, tomorrow you must get your book. It will be easy to note it. No? Today Bhakti Rasamrita Sambhu is not, I'm out. Yes, tomorrow I think I have both classes, morning and evening. Evening 14th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. 14th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. In the evening and morning we have this introduction. Is it okay? So it will be nice, because this is summary study, therefore you need really to note separate. At least we'll go slow till chapter 2, and then it will be faster till the end. Okay, it is Amrit. All our activities are Amrit. Okay?
You are very fast even now, sir.
Huh?
You are very fast even now.
I am fast?
Yeah, yes. Very fast, yes.
Yes. Very fast. You must know all this. You must come prepared. This is a full time. You are living here, so you have to come prepared at least. You are not knowing, but tomorrow, come prepare for introduction. Tomorrow we will finish introduction. I'm not anywhere. I'm slow. I'm fast. I'm in between. It's okay. Yeah, it's in between. It's okay, no problem. Because those who know a little bit of philosophy, it is not very fast. But those who are not very long time in the movement, maybe like, you may not have all these different words for you, is it? Like if I go and learn Chinese, it will be too fast for me. It's like that, right. But the couple of pages we are reading, you go and read this. I'm giving you this small sketches here, which will give you idea what you have to look in the book. This will tell you what you look in the book. This you have to find out this point in your book, and then you elaborate around. Okay. Okay. This eternal engagement. Next para. This eternal engagement in bhakti ras can be understood by the serious student upon studying the nectar of devotion. Okay. Adoption of the bhakti ras or Krishna consciousness will immediately bring one to an auspicious life free from anxieties and will bless one with transcendental existence, thus minimizing the value of liberation. This is one sentence is very heavy. This is further feature of bhakti ras. There is a comparison. But these are the further features. This is the one just we read. Bring one to the life of auspiciousness, freedom from anxieties, transcendental existence. This is just we read. Is it okay? So what is the next line? Can we read next line? Not in this slide, but in our book. The process of devotional service, as it is recommended in Nectar of Devotion, will gradually elevate one from the material condition of life to the spiritual status, wherein the devotee becomes purified of all designation. The senses can then become uncontaminated, being constantly in touch with the bhakti rasa. When the purified senses are employed in the service of the Lord, one becomes situated in bhakti rasa life. And any action performed for the satisfaction of Krishna in this transcendental bhakti rasa stage of life can be relished perpetually. When one is thus engaged in devotional service, all varieties of rasa or mellows turn into eternity. In the beginning, one is trained according to the principle of regulation under the guidance of an acharya or a spiritual master, and gradually then one is elevated. Devotional service becomes automatic and in spontaneous eagerness to serve Krishna. Okay, what are these topics just we read? Srila Prabhupada has given here us the two type of bhakti, which is our subject. First is under the guidance of a spiritual master, rules and regulations. Which type of bhakti? Sadhan bhakti. Sadhan vaidhi bhakti. And the next one is spontaneous rag anuga bhakti. It's a spontaneous rag anuga bhakti. But the automatic, it's automatic. As we go on, we will reach to that stage. So attract attention of the Supreme Lord. How attract attention of the Supreme Lord? Attracts attention of the Supreme Lord. Is there something? Is there somewhere this word? Have you? Did you read this in the? Because it attracts the attention of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. Can you find in the first part? Eternal engagement, bhakti rasa in this part. Can you find this?
Yes.
You have to bring book tomorrow, okay? Right? You phone now. So hard copy is must for this study. It attracts the attention of the Supreme Lord. This is page 15. Next is the last para, and then this is line is maybe 6-7 line. It's okay.
Yes.
Produce feeling of liberation, purify senses. When purify senses, engage the Lord Himself. Just we did 12 kind of rasa. Now this is a, when now we reach to this stage. How many type of rasas are?
12.
Out of the 12, 5 are called primary, and 7 are called
secondary.
So here are these. This is expanding loving propensity. Now we will read this, then we go to the rasa. Anyway, if loving propensity, okay, tomorrow. So Srila Prabhupada is writing there are 12 rasas. Okay. Basic principle of living. Now, it's before we come to the next topic, well, five primary rasa, you know, what are these five primary rasa? Shanta rasa, Dasya rasa, Sakya rasa, Vatsalya. These are called five primary rasas. And then there are seven secondary rasas, which are not permanent. This is called sthai. This is called sthai bhav. At the stage of sthai bhav, these rasas come. So we'll come to this level, but now Srila Prabhupada has given name. We'll study throughout this book all these rasas. But the next is another point Srila Prabhupada is making. The basic principle of the living condition is that we have a general propensity to love someone. Now the topic is loving. No one can live without loving someone else. This propensity is present in every living being. Even an animal like a tiger has its loving propensity at least in a dormant stage. And it is certainly present in human beings. The missing point is, however, is where to repose our love, so that everyone can be happy. At the present moment, the human society teaches one to love his country or his family or his personal self, but there is no information where to repose the loving propensity so that everyone can be happy. That missing point is money. Huh? No? What is the missing point? Krishna. That missing point is Krishna. If we love Krishna, then whole world will be happy. That missing point is? This is most important. This missing point is Krishna. And the Nectar of Devotion teaches us how to stimulate our original love for Krishna and how to be situated in that position where we can enjoy our blissful life. In the primary stage, now Srila Prabhupada is giving example, and this example is shown in this. You know, child is only selfish, everything give me, me, me. And after the child, as he grows, he will care for the family also, brother, sister. After family comes country, after human, and ultimately expanding loving propensity, we love Krishna, then everything is included in that. Right, this is the just diagram is shown how our love is developing from the primitive stage of a child. How so? In the primary stage, child loves his parents, then his brothers and sister, and as daily grows, he begins to love his family, society, community, country, nation, and even the whole human society. But the loving propensity is not satisfied even by loving all human society. Their loving propensity remains imperfectly fulfilled until we know who is the supreme beloved. Our love can be fully satisfied only when it is reposed in Krishna. This theme is the sum and substance of Nectar. What is the sum and substance of the Nectar of Devotion? Our love should be reposed in Krishna only. That is the sum and substance. and which teaches us how to love Krishna in five different transcendental mellows. Oh, our loving propensity increases day by day, is right? This is next para. Our loving propensity expands just as vibration of light or air expands, but we do not allow where it ends. But we do not know where it ends. The nectar of devotion teaches us the science of loving every one of the living entities perfectly by easy method of loving Krishna. We have failed to create peace and harmony in human society even by such great attempt as United Nations because we do not know the right method. I mean, the method is very simple, but one has to understand it with a cool head. Nectar of devotion teaches all men how to perform the simple and natural method of loving Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If we learn how to love Krishna, then it's very easy to immediately and simultaneously love every living entity. It is like pouring a water on the root of the tree, supplying food to the stomach. These two verses are from? Bhagavatam, fourth canto. What? Yes? Yata tarora mula siche na. Okay, that's. Oh, watering the root, whole tree is satisfied. This fourth canto of Bhagavatam is the teaching of the four Kumaras to the Prithu Maharaj, I think. Maybe Narad to the Prachetas. Find out this quotation of this verse. This is. Okay? So this is what we will discuss right now. Yes, ma'am? Yes?
So we understand to love Krishna, the cause, by that we love his creation. But then I just can't remember where, but I'm reading also, I'm trying to understand this point that when we show compassion, you know, Jiva Doya, we show love for Krishna's living entities, that is also how we show our love to Krishna.
Compassion for the living entities, that is all right. That is our. When the devotee, when he learns to love Krishna, then he is compassionate to all living entities, those who are suffering in this material world. Like Srila Prabhupada's example, because he loves Krishna, when he landed in America, he saw the people are suffering. So he has a compassion. So he wanted to give them the love of Krishna, science of love of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada said, I am not preaching any religion. I am not telling that my religion is better than your religion. I am simply teaching you the science of love of God. So science of love of God, if we practice, then we will have compassion for anybody who is suffering. What we speak of human being, even to the animals we have to be merciful to the animals. Even plants, we don't want to damage the living entity as a plant if there is no necessity. So this is a, compassion is a characteristic of a devotee. Devotee is dayalu, he is compassionate. But that compassion comes when we develop love of Krishna, otherwise we exploit the people. Generally in this world, if somebody is higher than us, we want to criticize him, pull him down. If somebody is equal to us, we fight with him and try to put him down. If somebody is below us, we want to control him. In a spiritual life, if somebody is below us, we have a compassion, we want to help him to grow. Somebody is equal, we make friendship and exchange the love. Somebody is higher, we respect and serve. So there is a difference between the material and spiritual relationship. There is a complete difference between the two. So when we develop love of Krishna, then we can be compassionate. That is included in a package of devotion. If we develop devotion, then we will be very merciful to anybody who is suffering. So I think few minutes we will finish this. Love can be fully satisfied only when it is expressed to Krishna. By loving Krishna, we can love everyone. Loving Krishna is the right way to bring peace and harmony in the world. Okay, this up till this we have just finished, right? Next. So Nectar of Devotion will teach us how to turn the one switch that will immediately brighten everything. Can you underline this line?
Yes.
The Nectar of Devotion will teach us how to turn one switch that will immediately brighten everything, everywhere. One who does not know this method is missing the point of life. One switch. Everything, this main switch. Love Krishna, everything is automatically enlightened. Okay? As far as material necessities are concerned, the human civilization at the present moment is very much advanced in living comfortably. But still we are not happy because we are missing the point. The material comfort of life alone are not sufficient to make us happy. The vivid example is America, the richest nation of the world, having all facilities for material comfort, is producing a class of men completely confused and frustrated in life. I am appealing herewith to such confused men to learn the art of loving devotional service. Art of devotional service as directed by Nectar of Devotion. And I am sure that the fire of material existence burning within their heart will be immediately extinguished. The root cause of our dissatisfaction is that our dharma loving propensity has not been fulfilled despite our great advancement in material way of life. The Nectar of Devotion will give us practical hints how we can live in material world, perfectly engage in devotional service and thus fulfill all our desires in this life and the next. The Nectar of Devotion is not presented to condemn any way of material life, but the attempt is to give information to religionist philosophers and the people in general how to love Krishna. One may live without material discomfiture. What is this? Material discomfiture. But at the same time, he should learn the art of loving Krishna. At the present moment, we are inventing so many ways to utilize our propensity to love. But factually, we are missing the real point, Krishna. We are watering all the parts of the tree, but missing the tree's root. We are trying to keep our body fit by all means, but we are neglecting the supply of foodstuff in stomach. Missing Krishna means missing oneself also. Real self-realization and realization of Krishna go together simultaneously. For example, seeing oneself in the morning means seeing the sunrise also. Without seeing the sunrise, no one can see himself. Similarly, unless one has realized Krishna, there is no question of self-realization. The Nectar of Devotion is specially presented for persons who are now engaged in Krishna conscious movement. I beg to offer my sincere thanks to all my friends and disciples. Okay, now why Nectar of Devotion is prepared for whom? Those who are beginning our Krishna consciousness and all the frustrated people. That the first part. So you have to put the two together. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is for? Number one, for the confused people of the material advancement where they are not satisfied and they are frustrated. It will immediately give them relief. And second, it is presented for the practicing Krishna consciousness. What does Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu teach? Number one, eternal engagement in bhakti rasa. How to stimulate our original love for Krishna in five different mellows and enjoy blissful life. How to turn on the switch that will immediately brighten everything everywhere. Practical hints, how to live in this material world, perfectly engaged in devotional service and thus fulfill our desires in this life and the next. So these are the teaching of Bhakti Rasamrit. Is it okay?
Yes.
So this is a, for whom the Bhakti Rasamrit Sindhu man is meant? For those who are confused and frustrated in life, and especially for the persons who are now engaged in Krishna consciousness. So this part of our preface is over. Tomorrow we start from here. Now, well, 1 o'clock we have to break generally. Gayatri today, tomorrow we'll start right at 11. 12 there will be Gayatri and then finish by 1. But now anybody has any question what we have discussed today? Introduction, the Rupa Goswami's biography, what Prabhupada has given. And second part was definition of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in which rasa is most important, what is the meaning of rasa. And then we discussed the third part was loving propensity. It's a universal application in Krishna consciousness. So these are the section we have discussed. How many sections just we discuss here? It says, preface is 3 parts. Meaning of term, that Krishna consciousness is the perfection of loving propensity. So these are the 3 sections in the preface. Right? Now your questions. Yeah, he was the first. Out of the other 6 Goswami, he came first. That's the one reason, but the main reason is Rupa Manjari. Yes, somebody has some question? Yes, you are?
Why Rupa Goswami is not a Prayojana Adhikari? You're Prayojana Acharya.
Why?
Yeah.
These are... Why you can ask this question, why Radharani is most dear to Krishna? So what is the answer?
Rupa Goswami, he is Rupa Manjari.
So he is a Abhidhi Acharya for devotional service. Prabhujana Acharya is Raghunath Das Goswami. He is a, this is the explanation already established by our Acharyas. So these are 6 acharyas. Who is the seventh Goswami? And who is the 8th one?
Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada, yes. So what is your question?
I wanted to know
the pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visiting the third place for
around
the town. Where? Well, there is another microphone, no? There must be a moving microphone. Yes? There must be 2, one on this side and one on this side. Yes.
Guruji, I wanted to know the pastime of when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the place of Aravali Gram. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Aravali Gram.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Place. So I wanted to know the pastime. Well,
I think it is not connected here, but the most important point there. Well, this is almost half chapter in Chaitanya Charitamrita. This Vallabha Acharya, he was living there as a grastha, it was his home there. When he knew that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come as a effulgent sannyasi and drowning the whole Prayagraj with bhakti rasa, so he came and invited him for prasad at his home. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, along with his servant and Rupa Goswami and Anupam, they boarded on a boat, but as soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the Yamuna river, he was dancing on the boat and boat was really shaking and Vallabhat was really very fearful. Something can happen, but somehow he reached there, he honored him, he prepared nice prasad, he fed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu nicely, he massaged his feet. And at that time, Rupa Goswami, he was not coming near. And then Vallabhat says, so why is he not coming? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, they lived with Muslims, so he cannot come. But then Vallabhat said, no, he is chanting Hare Krishna, how he can be low born? And Mahaprabhu wanted actually that Rupa Goswami should be endorsed by a Brahman, highly qualified and respected Acharya like Vallabhacharya as a bona fide person. Vallabhacharya quoted a couple verses that anybody who serves Krishna, the same principle of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he is beyond the caste and creed. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted many verses. And after that, the Mahaprasad was given to Rupa Goswami and Vallabh by the assistant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by evening, so many people came to invite Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vallabh said, no, you go and invite from Prayagraj. He was afraid actually. Then Raghupati Upadhyaya came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there's a dialogue between Raghunath Upadhyaya, Raghupati Upadhyaya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very important about the Krishna Tattva. Who is Krishna? Which age of the Krishna is worshipable? Which mellow of Krishna is the highest? So this is a talk. And then on the way back in the evening, Vallabh Bhatt, he avoided the Yamuna river because Mahaprabhu may jump. He jumped into the like Yamuna. So he took him from other side. So I think chapter 19, you will come read this whole pastime. But somebody has any other question? So what is rasa? So preface has three sections. Rasa is? Give microphone to. Okay, what is your question? How to explain to somebody that this book will bring you to transcendental status or transcendental platform. This book has a science of love of God. This book is a methodical study and guideline for science of love of God. And God is Krishna. And devotional service to the Krishna purifies external and internal both senses. External senses are the eyes, ears, nose, all these. Eyes, because we see Krishna, they are purified. Ear, we hear Krishna Katha, they are purified. Nose, we smell flower offered to Krishna, Tulsi is purified. Tongue purified by honoring prasad. And inner senses, mind, intelligence and false egos are called inner senses or antahakarana. It is purified by chanting holy name as a process of devotional service. So gradually it brings us into to our original propensity. Now I have some other way to say this. See, everybody has a love within their heart. Everybody has a love. Now this love has to be awakened and it has to be reposed on a proper place. This technique is told in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. I'm giving example. A small baby, if we help the baby, baby can walk. Walking propensity is in the baby. Only we are helping the baby that she learned walking, right? But you can try baby to fly, because there is nothing inside. Baby cannot fly because it is not in. So similarly, the love is inside us. If we give right, if we know the right method, then that love can come out for Krishna. It's not something, it is inside. So this book is focusing on love which is in everybody's heart. That love should be reposed in Krishna. That is the whole purpose. Because Krishna is transcendental. His love will make us also transcendental. Krishna is transcendental. Loving Krishna, if we learn loving Krishna, then we will be automatically transcendental. If we know Krishna, we become transcendental. Because Krishna is beyond three modes. We can only know him when we transcend three modes. And we can only transcend three modes by bhakti. And bhakti is a, bhakti has a mellow or rasa within it. And that mellow has to be reawakened. So your answer is, because the propensity of love is in everybody's heart, but because the love is perverted in material world, this book teaches us whom to love and how to love, encompassing for everybody to become happy. Encompassing means like including everybody. If we love Krishna, we love everybody. Encompassing means, and yeah, everybody together. Is it okay? Yes, your question? Give microphone to friend. Your name is? Shubala. Okay. Shubala Sakha, yes? Sabala, Sabala. Bala means power. Same, good power. Okay, what is your good power? Very good, very good. Well, this will come tomorrow in the definition of bhakti. Krishna includes all the incarnation of Krishna, all the devotees of the Krishna, all the energies of the Krishna and everything. So tomorrow this will come. Krishna includes all these things. What Krishna means, tomorrow in introduction will come up. Krishna means, this is Krishna means like this. Krishna means this. Krishna, Krishna's expansions, Guru, Krishna's other pure devotees and all things connected to Krishna. Tadya Vastu. This is the definition of Krishna. Is it okay? This is the meaning of Krishna in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Krishna includes all these four categories. Krishna, Krishna's expansion means all incarnation. Gurus, all these spiritual masters. Krishna's other pure devotees. And all things connected to Krishna, like Tulsi, like Ganga, like cow, Tadiya Vastu, all they are connected to Krishna. That is Krishna. It's okay? That is the definition of Krishna and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Alright? Well, we may continue 2 days for this introduction. No problem. We'll go slow, but come prepared. Tomorrow, read introduction at least once. Is it okay?
Yes.
First, finish preface. And find out what is your questions from previous, anything in your book. And you come tomorrow with some questions and answers. So introduction is a preface. Usually preface is written by some prominent person to introduce the author. Generally preface is written by some very well known, but Srila Prabhupada has written himself preface to Bhagavad Gita and to Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. But for Krishna book, the preface is written by George Harrison. So there are some books somebody had written the preface. But now by the time Nectar of Devotion, Prabhupada himself was so popular, there's no need of anybody else to introduce Prabhupada. But in Bhagavad Gita, in the beginning, Macmillan Company, because it's a very popular company, so Bhagavad Gita will be popular. And Allen Ginsberg has written the foreword. But then afterwards, devotees thought that he's not a right person to. So afterwards that part was deleted. But usually preface is written by somebody else. Forward or preface. Introduction is by author himself. But Srila Prabhupada's preface in Bhagavad Gita is very important. And also preface of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is quite important. This rasa, definition of rasa, you must know what is rasa. Rasa means pleasure. That keep us going on and on in our relationship and give some sweetness, that is called rasa. And of two types, material rasa and spiritual rasa, the devotional rasa. The difference between the two and what is the extra in bhakti rasa, which is not in the material rasa that we have discussed today. Is it okay? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki.